Hi, I'm Margaret Feinberg, and this is The Joycast. Some of you may have heard the incredible news that Study Gateway has selected James, What You Do Matters, my Bible study for the Bible study that's going to happen online after Easter. So keep an eye on studygateway.com for more information. Meanwhile, we're here diving into different passages in James, many of which I didn't get to teach on in that fabulous DVD study. So today we're going to look at James chapter 2, verses 14 through 19. It says, "What good is it, my brother and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save them? Suppose a brother or a sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to them, 'Go in peace, keep warm and well fed,' but does nothing about their physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. But someone will say, 'You have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by my deeds.' You believe that there is one God. Good. Even the demons believe that and shudder." If you can't tell, we're tapping into the theme of taking action on our faith, as we discussed in the last episode. I remember a moment when the woman's cry pierced the silence from the back of the room. Did anyone else hear it? I wondered. The speaker had just asked everyone to pray aloud for the one thing they needed most from God. Petitions for forgiveness, healing, and faith filled the air for almost a half an hour. Then a thick silence settled in. That's when I heard the woman, "God, I need your financial provision to pay my bills." Something about her voice rattled me inside, because I had prayed the same prayer many times before. I just couldn't sit there. I emptied my wallet of the little bit of cash I had, and I pressed it into the woman's hands before disappearing out the back door. That night, I knew I had done what I could, what I should. But how many other hundreds, if not thousands of times, had I missed the moment? The families in our church who I felt compelled to help, but I didn't reach out. The single mom friend who called me in desperation, but while I got caught up in my own busyness and self-absorption, I never actually took the time to listen to her message until it was too late. The people I knew that would be lonely at the holidays, but I didn't make the space to reach out and include them. The various ministries and nonprofits and causes I know and have known lacked adequate support, but I didn't make the donation. The family members serving overseas who needed encouragement, I didn't write them. The person who posted a vulnerable need online, and I failed to respond. The work that I do means that I sometimes spend 10 hours a day studying the Bible, traveling all around, sharing the good news of Jesus, shaping books and Bible studies to fortify faith. And these are all good things. I mean, they grow my faith and my trust in God. Yet today's text hits home. It challenges me. What good is a hearty faith if it's not demonstrated by daily action? If you're studying along, you may notice that the word deeds applies four times in today's passage. We aren't called to a single deed. God is not looking for a single act of service or giving or helping, but an exponential multiplicity, a regular pattern. The act of thrusting a little bit of cash into a stranger's hand was a faithful deed. But God calls me and all of us to live this way, living wide-eyed for every opportunity to place our faith into action. James illustrates this idea by describing a person without clothes and daily food. Then he asks, if one of you says to them, "Go in peace, go in shalom, keep warm and well fed," but doesn't do anything about their physical needs, what good is it? The expression "go in peace" is a generous one. It conveys this idea of wishing a person wholeness and security, a fullness of life. It's a powerful blessing to speak those words over someone, but how much more of a blessing is it to be part of the solution and the answer? What good is it if we just wish someone well-being? James implies the answer is that it's not really good at all. What good are words of blessing from someone who has the power to be a blessing and does nothing? Real faith reveals itself in the way we live and the way we love. Perhaps you have an almost perfect attendance or church, or you're in the habit of listening to worship music every time you're in a car, or maybe you download and listen to podcasts from the finest preachers throughout the week, all from all over the world. Maybe you spend hours in prayer, you devour the scriptures. All of these are good and true and beautiful and wonderful. They should be celebrated and encouraged at every turn. But when we stop there, we're not just missing out. Everyone around us is missing out too. You are made a blessing so that you can be a blessing. Traced all the way back to Genesis 12:2 and what Abraham experienced and demonstrated. Your faith should compel you to action, to develop an ear for the cries of those in need, to ask for creative ways to meet those needs and opportunities to, like the Spirit, move in and bring in the very presence and reality of God. Friends, this is crucial to experiencing and living the beautiful life that James describes and Christ intends. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode, and I can't wait to see you on the next one of the Joycast.